So upon bankruptcy, is that something that you have to go to court? In other words, is court part of the deal, or is this something that's paperwork and attorneys can handle?
I wouldn't call it necessarily court. There is a hearing that everyone's got to go to. It's called a 341 hearing. 341 comes from the section of the bankruptcy code that requires the hearing. Mm-hmm. But you don't go to a courtroom. You go to a hearing room at the bankruptcy courthouse, and you sit down before a trustee. A trustee is appointed by the United States trustee who works for the Department of Justice. The trustee is going to ask you a bunch of questions about your petition. He's going to ask you if everything you put in there is true and correct. He's going to ask you about all the property you own, about your income, about your expenses. He may ask you, he may discover that you have something that's not exempt, in which case, if it's a Chapter 7, he's going to take it and he's going to sell it. At these hearings, you're probably going to have 20 to 25 debtors, and you'll be called up one at a time. Each hearing will last probably no more than 5 minutes. The only time you would see a judge is if during this hearing a creditor came in and had a problem with your bankruptcy and tried to say, hey, this guy committed fraud. We shouldn't discharge that debt. They need to go before a judge. Many situations where you would go before a judge, and the sometimes have a hearing, a trial, and determine maybe something's not dischargeable. Happens very, very frequently. Rarely. So 99% of the time, you're not ever going to see a judge. You'll just see a trustee, and a trustee is just basically a private attorney who's just working. This is just part of his clientele.
And is the trustee's advice or decisions legal in the sense that he or she directs how the things end up, or is it just a trustee giving advice based upon their experience as to what should be done or shouldn't be done?
Well, the trustee is basically going to look at all the information that we put together. When I say we, the attorneys put together, is going to review it. If it's and then he's going to decide whether or not he or she is going to decide whether or not everything in there is truthful. If they feel like you're not telling the truth, they have the right to call you in and depose you. They can determine on their own that something is not exempt, whereas the attorney may say it is exempt. In that kind of situation, you'd go to a judge, and the judge would have the ultimate determination as to whether something was exempt or whether the trustee could take something. Also, the judge also, I keep concentrating on Chapter 7s, but in a 13, everything is done between the lawyer and the trustee and the lawyers for the creditors. But when you get, you do have a Chapter 13 plan that will last from 3 years to 5 years, and the judge does have to sign off on that plan in every case. But you wouldn't necessarily have to see him.
Now, with regard to these decisions by the trustee or a judge in the cases that you have mentioned, is that ever appealable, or are those decisions, that's it?
No, they're always appealable. In this district, you can appeal either to a U.S. district judge who is in the building right next door, or you can appeal to what's called a bankruptcy appellate panel, which is a panel of three bankruptcy judges that sits in Denver. It alternates between all the bankruptcy judges in the 10th Circuit, and they can look at the case, they can overturn it, they can uphold it. If you fail there, or if you want to appeal beyond there, you go to the actual 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and those guys can determine the outcome of the case. And then, of course, if you don't like that, you can go on to the Supreme Court. So there are a lot of areas